This morning, we have a guest joining us here in our studios, visiting today with Amanda McCall. She's with Zion Integrated Behavioral Health Services, and we want to talk about a free mental wellness event that's actually coming up this evening, later this afternoon and evening here in Atlantic, and a lot of opportunity for folks to visit and find out about some local services and assistance that's available. Amanda, thanks for coming by.
Thank you so much for having me. Yes, we want to raise that awareness and allow individuals to come talk, ask questions about mental health, mental wellness, substance use, and in general, just taking care of yourself.
Now, you've done these before.
Yes, we have. It's been a few years, but we decided, Carmen and I are pulling together to organize this event. And just hoping that we have some individuals that want to attend and ask questions.
Well, who should attend?
Anyone, all of the above. There's going to be individuals that are providing services to youth, to adults, parents, grandparents, teachers, anyone that really just wants to learn how to take care of themselves or seek services.
Mental wellness, the first two words in that title for the event tonight,
yes.
Those mean a lot of different things.
There's a lot. And as I said, there's going to be a lot of different variety of services available, from mental health to substance use, problem gambling. Communication is another big piece, because without that communication, a lot of relationships and self-care fall apart.
Is there still a lack of understanding by folks here locally about some of the services that are available? Because we live in a rural area. Sometimes we expect those types of services might be available in big cities, not so much in the small communities.
Right, absolutely. I think, you know, if you don't necessarily need those services, you might not seek those services. So we want to be upfront and honest and share what we do provide here in Atlantic. And surprising to me, we actually do have a lot of services available where we might picture them in the big city rather than here in rural Iowa.
Is there is the stigma still there? I mean, is that starting to disappear where more people are willing to ask for help?
I think that's a big yes and no. There is still a stigma of mental illness and mental wellness, period. The big first step is asking for help. And it's very hard to admit that you might need the help, but all of our service providers are willing to help you take that first step.
Well, it's hard to start with that first step of asking for help if you don't know that the help is available.
Correct.
So that's kind of what the one of the main points of this event is all about, is to continue, because that's a never-ending process for you, right? Just making sure people know what's out there?
Absolutely, yes. And that's why, again, we wanted to let everyone gather together that do provide these services or similar services and get in front of the public. Because this is going to be a safe space. You don't have to necessarily hop into an office. And we will have various providers available.
Okay, 4 until 7 p.m. today, Tuesday, October 17th. That's at the Atlantic High School location, so plenty of room there. So what will tonight, how will that program set up?
Yes, so from 4 to 7, we are going to have tables available of the various providers that have services here in Cass County. We are going to have a few speakers tonight as well. Nancy Gibson with Public Health is going to be doing her Connections Matter presentation, which I absolutely love and enjoy. And then we are going to have some Zion Integrated Behavioral Health counselors provide some education on stress management, sleep hygiene, coping skills, and mental wellness overall.
And, you know, some of those topics that you talked about, I don't even necessarily think off the top of my head as mental wellness issues. Some of them are just things that a lot of us run into in our daily lives.
Absolutely. And that, for Zion ourselves, we really try to do a holistic approach, because if my sleep isn't well, my eating isn't well, my relationships aren't well, my mental wellness or substance use is not going to be helped either. So having some of that little education, the little pieces do add up to make a big change.
Sure. So folks will be able to bounce place to place then? There won't be like a large auditorium setting where there'll be speeches and things, or will it be a little of everything?
Well, we are actually going to be in the high school commons and then the library. There's a lot of high school activities going on in the gym and the auditorium. So the commons area is going to have our booths, and then in the library we're going to have some speakers as far as presenting.
Okay, but if folks want to sit down and have a visit with someone, not necessarily a session,
Right.
But
right.
A visit to find out more about what specifically one organization or the other can provide. That's available.
Yes, please. Yes. And if there needs to be a little bit of a private area, it's more of an intense conversation, we can find that space for you. But otherwise, yes, we want you to come in and ask questions about specific services that are available. I specifically work at Zion. We provide mental health, substance use, and problem gambling services. But there's other providers that are going to be there that you might better connect with, or they might have different services as well.
Talk about why this is necessary. How did you identify this as a need in general, and some of these specific options that you have, the topics that you have? How did those come up as ones that you know you wanted to address?
So we have, Carmen and I work together with the Healthy Cass County Coalition. And as a general, we have identified mental wellness and substance use as issues here in Cass County. As stated before, this event happened a few years ago, but we weren't able to get anything together last year. We really wanted to focus on mental wellness again this year, and put those faces to the community to let you know that we are available.
Sure. And, you mentioned Carmen Rowland with Senior Life Solutions.
Yes, yes.
And now we don't want that to throw you either. This isn't just for folks who are a little older and have a little more experience. This is for anyone, including young people.
Yes, please. This is going to be for young people. I know that there's going to be individuals that provide services for those youth and those children, which is hard to find in rural areas, being able to help those youngsters. But then, yes, Carmen with Senior Life Solutions, Public Health provides those services to the array of ages as well.
I would assume some take-home materials for folks who need them.
There's going to be take-home materials, free little goodies or giveaways as well.
We like goodies and giveaways.
Yes, we like goodies and giveaways. I think I'm bringing candy and fidget spinners, so I'm excited.
It must be Halloween time.
It
We're
is,
getting treats.
Yes.
Very good. Well, nothing scary about this. At least it shouldn't necessarily be scary. If you don't have the assistance or don't know where to find help and feel like you're all alone, that's what's scary.
That is. And there are, Google's a great resource. So if you can go to Your Life Iowa, a lot of these service providers are going to be there too if you're not comfortable being in person. But feel free to give anyone a call, and we will connect you with who you need.
It can be difficult. It seems like no matter how hard you try and how many vehicles you use to try to get the word out there about the resources available,
yes,
it seems like you're always educating folks about that. And I guess that's okay. At least people are asking questions.
It surprises me the number of people that don't seek these services, but they also don't realize that they might need them. So, yes, we want to just have one more face out there to let you know that we're available.
Yeah, and it works both ways. It might be the individual who is seeking some assistance with an issue that they would like to resolve. It might be a loved one or someone who recognizes that someone has an issue that, it's tough to open up those conversations.
It really is. And it's hard to address those with our loved ones. So we have individuals that can help you ease that conversation if that's what you really are interested in learning more about. So, definitely stop by.
If it's something we don't want to hear about, our loved ones are the easiest ones for us to bite back on.
Because our loved ones love us and they care about us. And it's hard to address those issues with our family.
Yeah, absolutely. Very good. And if someone would want to do anything after the fact, will follow-up then be available? Those resources and things all open up to folks if they just ask.
Yes, please. Any of our services that are there tonight, you can give them a phone call and we will help direct you in the, again, if Zion doesn't provide that service, if Public Health doesn't provide that service, we have a really good integrated network here in Cass County that we can help connect you with who you really need.
Yeah, you're not working on commission.
Absolutely not.
The goal is to help people, not to enhance the coffers quite so much. So if you need some assistance, we'll be glad to point you in the right direction. And sometimes it's just someone to talk to.
Right. And that is, again, the biggest piece with Nancy's conversation about connections matter, is really connecting with your family, your friends, maybe a stranger at the coffee shop, and building those relationships.
Well, I think folks realize from the farm crisis in the 80s how prevalent things like suicide can be in rural areas. We don't talk about it sometimes until it's too late. So it's time right now to kind of start those conversations and know what services are available
to
us.
Very good.
All right. This is a free event.
Absolutely free, yes. And it's come and go. So if you have a hair appointment later, if you have a sporting event earlier, Stop by anytime between 4 and 7, and there will be plenty of individuals to talk with.
Very good. That Mental Wellness Fair free event coming up again tonight, Tuesday night, October 17th, at the Atlantic High School. And that'll be from 4 until 7 p.m. in the Commons area, right inside the door. You'll wander in and you will see all those services available right there. Come in. Don't be shy. Come on in, meet someone new, have a conversation, and you might be surprised at some of the information that's out there. Very good. Amanda McCall with us from Zion Integrated Behavioral Health Services today. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you so much.